live from the heart of Los Angeles. This is the online edition of the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright
lights. We have tonight's guest, clinical psychiatrist and author of Why Am I So Anxious, Dr. Tracy Mark.
Night sky. Look at the night sky.
And performance guest, singer-songwriter Will Wheaton. I am Mark Lejeune, and now our host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
We are recording this show at the end of 2022, and we're airing it in 2023, and it just feels like there's so much going on. It's the middle of the holidays. We have to do it this way because of time constraints and time zone differences and all that stuff. And scheduling and all the things that are going on, the holidays, yada, yada. And it feels like there used to be a time when we used to be able to say, well, after the holidays, we'll do this. It almost feels like it's nonstop and it's not going to stop. As a matter of fact, after the holidays, quote unquote, it just feels like it's going to be more, because then we're going to expect more and more things are happening and more things are revealed, quote unquote, et cetera, et cetera. And as I'm thinking about this show and everything leading up to it, and I'm stressed. I'm like, I'm stressed. And some of it is, I think, I know actually personally inflicted, and some of it I feel is very real out there in the world and in my family and in my job and career and all that stuff, but some of it is self-inflicted. And I know this also because when I left the biggest corporate job I ever had, I've had several, but the biggest one that I had, I remember for months and months afterwards waking up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat saying, did I forget to submit the report? Am I supposed to be in Atlanta? Am I supposed to be here? Am I supposed to be headed to the airport? Am I ready for the next meeting? And then I realized I don't have a meeting. I don't have to be in Atlanta. I don't. And that was all me. But I've heard it described like sometimes when we're in panic mode or when we've got things going on, it's like we're being chased by a bear constantly. But this is, I was dreaming of the bear. I was waking up with a bear. Well, I'm literally kind of waking up with a bear nowadays, or going to bed with the bear with my phone. And whether it's social media on my phone or reading the news on my phone in bed, just before I go to sleep or just after I wake up, like the bear is there. It's in my dreams. It's in my phone. When I wake up, I turn it on. Like there's nothing but bears almost. And so I'm thinking, hold up. We need help. And I am so excited that we've got somebody who has not only a book on this. The book is an extension of what she does in her practice, what she does on YouTube to help millions, actually, of people. So we're going to be talking about anxiety, like, why am I so anxious? And learning some powerful tools for recognizing anxiety and restoring your peace. Mark, you could probably hear, I'm like, I'm breathing hard already.
Yeah, I know the answer to that question, at least for myself, is your monologue.
It is what, stressful?
Why I'm so anxious now.
That's not nice.
Thank you for spelling it all out. It is an anxious time on the planet. I was thinking about that today as I was driving here to the studio, as I was listening and watching people, and everyone seems to be on edge and feeling the change and stressed about the holidays. And, you know, so thinking about how many choices are being made that contribute to that and or enable it, allow it, further it, etc.
Yeah, good point. And thankfully we do have tools. And And there are tools, and we use some of them, and we're going to be learning about so many more powerful tools for recognizing anxiety and restoring your peace. That is the title that we have taken, thankfully, from the book, Why Am I So Anxious? By our guest, Dr. Tracy, who is a general and forensic psychiatrist, a YouTube channel educator, I should say also YouTube star, and author of Why Am I So Anxious? Dr. Tracy Marks, welcome to the Life Changes Show, and we're so glad you're here.
Thank you. I'm glad I'm here too. I wish I could have joined in on that trialogue,
a
trialogue.
Oh, go, you go. So funny. We went from a monologue to a duologue, and here we are. We are now in the trialogue. So please share. Like, you could see, we all need your help.
Yes. I totally get what you're talking about, though, as far as after the holidays, you think, okay. I mean, basically, the new year, we focus on resolutions and doing all of these new things and tackling these problems in a different way and all that. And that's actually a lot of pressure. Mm. So if you are already stressed now with the holidays and all of that business, it's like, it's not going to get better once the new year comes around. It's like, you know, what have you got to look forward to for actually feeling better?
Mm. Wow. That's interesting. And so, that on top of who knows what's happening in the planet and the changes that we have and the different ways we are bombarded by bad news or scary stuff. And it seems like it's truly ubiquitous everywhere we turn.
Absolutely everywhere we turn on lots of different fronts. Of course, COVID has not gone away, even though we'd like to believe it has. But then you've got political unrest, you've got economic issues, war, all of those things. Something that is hitting me more now is the accessibility or the easy accessibility of us all because of social media. I mean, social media certainly has been a great thing for connecting with people. I enjoy being able to educate people on YouTube and other social media channels, but by the same token, I think it has unfortunately served the purpose of making us, making the expectation be that we're going to be infinitely available. I get numerous notifications all the time. And I was looking at something on about Instagram, making some changes to make it easier to be able to engage with people in your DMs. Well, that sounds really good, but it's not. I mean, what now? I'm just going to be online all day long talking to people in direct messages. I mean, so the pressures of having barriers taken down for communication to be able to just easily DM someone and then expect a quick response because that's what you're used to getting.
Hmm. Wow. Well, as I'm looking at this, the first thing is that I like that we are doing and you are doing, you're putting out there that there is this thing called anxiety. As a matter of fact, I have this great quote. You say, sometimes anxiety is like the sea. It ebbs and flows, but it's always there. Other times, like maybe now, it's like a chameleon. It can take many forms, some of which may not be obvious. So this is like the big elephant in the room. There is anxiety and we have it.
Yes. Yes. And so, yes, it is always present to some degree, because one thing we have to remember is anxiety is a normal emotion or reaction to a perceived threat. So if I am driving and I see a deer running toward my car, I'm supposed to feel anxious and do something to keep from getting hit. And so that's self-preservation built in. But if I wake up in the morning, or like your experience, wake up in the middle of the night feeling as though I've missed something. Did I miss a meeting? Was I supposed to be somewhere? That's not normal anxiety. And that's one of the differences between what's normal versus abnormal anxiety. Abnormal anxiety occurs with no real threat. It's just your perception, but yet you can have all of the same feelings as if there were an actual threat in front of you.
Or when we're reading a text, or even if it's something that didn't happen to us or didn't happen here or we're somewhere across the world, but if we get into the emotion of it or the experience of it, we can, our heart can start to race and we could feel that anxiety. And that is potentially, depending on how many things we read or watch, it could be all day, never ending.
Absolutely. So that's where it becomes very important to have outlets and to attend to have good self-care habits. So to protect yourself, to be able to cope with and deal with stressors, because stressors will always be there. There will always be negative comments. There will always be deadlines. And so we can't expect that life should not have any bumps in the road. They're going to be there. The issue is, how well do you manage them and be able to let go of them and still be able to recover from them?
You know, it seems like we find ways of labeling our anxieties, which give us permission to continue to behave the way we're behaving, which caused the anxieties. You know, we put them in compartments where, you know, it's the holiday season or it's Monday, or the in-laws are coming over, or it's like there's labels of approval or acceptance that we give it in order to continue to maintain this constant and never-ending anxious cycle.
Yeah, very true. And part of that may be to just be able to get up and keep moving every day. And some of it may be, I mean, some people need a little bit of a gun, not at their head, but like need a push in order to feel motivated to do something. So they need a little bit of a stress or pressure in order to perform. And so they just kind of unintentionally or unconsciously, we'd call it as a psychiatrist, allow chaos and drama to persist, because that's what keeps the motor running for them.
That way, running from the line, there's less anxious. You're less likely to be anxious about what's in front of you than what's behind you.
Very true. Very true. You've got, you know, the evil in front of you that you're dealing with, or the thing that you fear. And you know, speaking to the point or the question of the book of why am I so anxious. Some people experience anxiety very physically, like with heart racing and just feeling uptight or having trouble going to sleep and things like that. But other people experience it more in their mind. So there's a lot more worrying about things, things that may come to pass or may not come to pass, but they just worry about them. And that's what keeps them up at night and keeps them anxious.
So before we talk about what we can do about that, are there people that are, you're saying that people experience it differently, but are there people that experience anxiety more? Like, are they prone to it? I was born this way kind of thing.
Absolutely. So, you know, anxiety, the disorder of anxiety, not the normal reaction to a threat, is a biological process that can just happen on its own. So people can develop an anxiety disorder at some point in life. The most common time is in childhood, or sorry, like the teenage years, that's still childhood, but late teen years, early adult years is the most common time for it to develop. But also some people have anxious temperaments. So they're more prone to experience anxiety, even if it doesn't go all the way to a biological disorder per se, but they tend to be more uptight, tend to worry more, tend to fear the unknown more. Some people, just by the way that they're wired, are not able to deal as well with uncertainty. So things not being able to be feel in control makes them more anxious than, you know, the next person who, faced with the same set of circumstances, just kind of feels like, well, that's a drag. I don't know what's going to happen, but oh well. Mm.
So the ones who, like right now in the world, that we're being bombarded and there's the stresses that we put on ourselves and each other, there is, it almost feels like we have, we let it happen. Like it could, what would be the first step? Do we say stop to the world or stop to the TV or the phone, or do we say stop to ourselves somehow?
Yeah, very good question. So you would say stop to yourself, because you can only control your response to things and how you manage it versus the world. So when I was talking before about people, or what we were talking about with people compartmentalizing things and anxious situations, and sometimes you have to do that because you don't have a choice, like you have, say, a toxic work environment. Well, you can't just quit every job that has a toxic work environment. You still got to earn a living. Mm. And until you can find something better that works, that fits better for you, you have to put up with it each day. So what do? You get up, you go to work, and, you know, in the work setting, you try and find ways to set boundaries, to protect yourself. You know, putting limits on your time as best you can, not saying yes to every single thing if you can have that kind of flexibility. Then once you leave that setting, having a certain amount of wind down period. And so instead of just kind of piling on more and more responsibilities, someone asks you, oh, you know, after work, we're going to go meet here. Can you come volunteer over here and help us with this? Now, you may really want to do that because you want to do more than just work every day, but you still have to keep in mind you only have so much time, and you have to carve out some amount of time for relaxation and downtime for yourself, even if it means saying no to something that seems very positive. If you pile on too much activity, that just adds to the stress. So it's those kinds of things, those kind of things that are on the fringe that you do have control over, that you make decisions to help manage the things that you can't control.
So maybe if you encourage someone to recognize that they're actually anxious about being anxious, they might be inspired to do things to be less anxious.
Yes, that is a real thing, though. Being anxious about being anxious. And one of the ways that manifests very concretely is in panic disorder. I know that, I mean, this is kind of off the topic a little bit, but it kind of relates. And so when people have panic attacks, you can have panic attacks that are just isolated. You have this eruption of either physical symptoms, or it could be, you know, all of a sudden worrying and thinking you're going to die, and you just need to escape somehow. Something bad is going to happen. People who have them repeatedly can start to get to the point where they fear having the anxiety, and then that fear becomes a whole nother animal all on its own. So they fear being anxious, and therefore that leads to avoiding things. Some people can get to the point where they're hardly going anywhere because they're afraid they're gonna like have one of these attacks somewhere.
It's not off topic at all, because it's all important, and your book covers so much of this. So the book being Why Am I So Anxious? And Power Tools for Recognizing Anxiety and Restoring Your Peace. I love that word. Dr. Tracy Marks is with us, and in the book you cover everything from what are the anxieties and take a tour of the brain and learn the different things that are available to people, including obviously psychiatry, psychology, and group work, therapy, medication and all of that stuff. And then you also have some things that people can do at home right now. And one of them, actually, they could do at work if they're listening at work. And that's what you were just describing, is how to manage certain things at work. So when we come back, what are some of the things that we may not think about that we might want to think about throughout our day as things come up, saying, oh, I have this tool that I could use for this moment. And that could help people right now. Of course, getting the book, Why Am I So Anxious, is another thing people could do. And you can do that by going to markspsychiatry.com and also Dr. Tracy, that's Tracy, T-R-A-C-E-Y, Marks, Dr. Tracy Marks on YouTube, and see the many, many videos of Dr. Tracy sharing in her wonderful way about so many things that you could do or can learn from Dr. Tracy. We'll be right back with more of Dr. Tracy. In our next segment, we also have our Ask Dorothy segment, and we will be joined a little later on to talk about relieving stress. We're going to hear some great music by Will Wheaton, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition, right after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They're dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like you see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am for intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
I am Filippo, and this is episode 720 of the Life Changes Show. It's titled Powerful Tools for Recognizing Anxiety and Restoring Your Peace, which is part of the title of our guest's book, who is general and forensic psychiatrist, YouTube channel educator, and author of Why Am I So Anxious, Dr. Tracy Marks. Dr. Tracy, in your book, the subtitle is Powerful Tools for Recognizing Anxiety. That's number one, recognizing. That sounds very important.
Yes, it is important because anxiety is not always obvious. So the things like your heart racing and maybe sweating, like that may be obvious, but then there's less obvious signs like irritability, nausea, here's one. I'll use my son as an example. I know he doesn't mind. He was having trouble with his jaw getting locked. He'd open it and he'd be in class and it's like he can't close his mouth. I thought, oh my goodness, he got a jaw problem. We're going to have to get surgery and all this. And went and found out anxiety. Oh. If you grind your teeth during the day, and when your teeth touch, there's a natural reaction for the jaw muscles to contract, or and maybe even spasm over time, but to contract. And so that can make your jaw tight. So even something like that, you may not associate, you're unlikely to associate with anxiety, especially since it's not like, ooh, I saw a bear, now my jaw is tight. Here, it was just happening randomly for him. Even fatigue, like just feeling exhausted all the time. Often we think of depression with that, but that could also be anxiety because frankly, feeling stressed and all the time and tense on edge can be emotionally exhausting.
So now that you recognize it, how do we restore our peace when it's just us?
When it's just us here, that's kids. So one of the things about anxiety, managing your anxiety to remember is there is not a one size fits all solution. So there's not this one thing. And I say that because for the longest time, as a treater of people with anxiety, it was even frustrating for me to try and help people beyond prescribing medication, because I'd say, how have you tried this? Oh, I tried that already. That doesn't work. None of that stuff works. Well, and so it just seemed like nothing works. Well, even medication doesn't take away anxiety 100%. So I'm always coaching people that, okay, this should help you, but keep in mind, you will not be anxiety free because there's life. And that something will come along and make you anxious. So I lost my train of thought. I got off topic here. But I know where I was going with this. So where I landed is the idea that you get a set of tools that different ones help different aspects of anxiety, and you layer them. You take what works for you, and then you apply them when you need them. So in my book, I divide up a bunch of tools. There's about 20 of them that I discuss into mind tools, body tools, and behavior tools. I also talk about complementary things that you could complementary medicine, it's called, because it complements traditional medicine. One of the things in that category that I absolutely love is aromatherapy, essential oils. Going back to the nausea issue. If you are someone who tends to get nauseous when you feel uptight or anxious, ginger is a great natural remedy for that, either in pill form or even as an essential oil, inhaling it. So as far as when it's just me, what do I do? You could create your own inhaler. And I talk about how to do that in the book. That you keep at your desk or in your purse or pocket that you could pull out for relaxation. So the ginger is for nausea, but there's lots of other scents that help relax you.
I'm relaxed listening to you.
Well, you know what? Another thing I talk about in the book, all these segues here, is ASMR. That it has become very popular. It's listening to sounds and having those sounds trigger a relaxation response. It doesn't work for everyone, but it's a very popular option for some people where you can either listen to peaceful sounds. You can and sometimes it's things like someone crunching paper and things like that. Now, for me, I find those sounds irritating. So that doesn't work for me, but it can be relaxing for some people.
I think there's needs to be a whole study devoted to that because I've seen some of the visual ones also where it's not just the sound, but it's like watching someone slice soap And you know, they go on for hours. It's really quite fascinating.
It is. It's a huge thing, actually, on YouTube and podcasts as well.
I'm wondering if we're missing watching people do things. Like, for example, I did enjoy watching a couple of your videos, and you're standing there and you're sharing, and it's like listening to a friend talk about something that she knows about and we want to learn. And so having that connection with people and getting to watch each other do stuff, maybe even to Mark's point, like watching people cook, like we're not going to eat it if it's on TV, and we're probably going to make it ourselves.
No, but yeah, there's just something comforting about feeling like you're in the room with someone observing them do something. It's like you're there, but you're not there. And yeah, that's a real thing.
So it's what you do. It's what we're doing, this conversation. People are listening in on our conversation, and we're addressing the conversation also for as many people that can get what they can out of what we're talking about, as you do in your book and as you do on YouTube. You know, I have to say, talk about stressors. So doing a show on YouTube like that, you started a while back, and more power to you. And it's great to see you have so many viewers and so many positive comments. I understand when you were just starting out, it wasn't like that, but you kept going.
I did. I took long breaks, though. So I did, several videos in like 2010, and then got scared away from a lot of negative comments and things, and then tried again in 2012, and then maybe a couple years after that. And then finally, in 2018, I was like, I'm going to do this regardless of what I hear. And when I one thing that surprised me was how open some people were in sharing their personal situations. You know, they're like, I just felt like I didn't want to, keep living, but, I still do this and that and the other. And I'm thinking, and their name is next to their comment. Mm. And I'm so used to, in medicine, everything's about privacy and not talking about anything about anyone outside of the session and all that. So to see people being so open about their experiences was really, it was refreshing, but it was also, it just affirmed the need for people to be able to understand what they're experiencing, be able to put it into words so that they could better communicate with others about it. And it's just been, it's been a huge pleasure and satisfaction for me to have my YouTube channel.
Mm. Good on you. And I do want to remind everybody that the YouTube channel is Dr. Tracy Marks, and Tracy is TRACEY. I have to ask you, so many of the issues that we come up with, or the way we handle the issues we come up with, have been ingrained in us from having watched our parents or our teachers or other people in our small circle as kids, where we just absorb it and we do it almost exactly like, or we watched it on TV, or so recognizing that potentially this isn't the way we would do it now, but because the program is there, we do it, like stopping that cycle.
Absolutely. Yeah. When I was talking earlier about some of the reasons you can be anxious, I didn't mention that you can learn to be anxious. So there's the temperament issue, just kind of being hardwired to be more prone to anxiety. But you can learn to be anxious from your caregivers. So, you know, if you're sitting at the dinner table and you're hearing your parents worry about this and what about that, and you know their reaction to most things is worrying about it. Oh, we don't know. You can't do this. You learn to respond that way yourself. Also, overprotective parents can create anxious children because you don't learn to take risks and things. So all of that becomes a big black hole of uncertainty and fear. So very true. We can just kind of pick up the habits of the people that we're around. Where that can get challenged is when you start interacting with the people outside of your small circle, be it at work or school, or if you take on a partner dating, you see that there's a different way to act, you know, and you get to see how, you know, there's other options out there, and that maybe the way I'm thinking about this is a little bit off center here, or there's just a different way that I can handle this.
Mm. I feel like we've just barely even scratched the surface. And I know that we've gone from subject to subject, but it's also important. And it's not even a ranking thing, like this is more important to talk about than this. It just seems like it's just all important. So your book touches on so many of this. Why Am I So Anxious? Powerful Tools for Recognizing Anxiety and Restoring Peace. Dr. Tracy Marks, again, you can go to markspsychiatry.com or find her on YouTube at Dr. Tracy, T-R-A-C-E-Y, Marks. What a pleasure to get to speak with you and have you share with us as you have today.
Yes, thanks for this opportunity, and hopefully we can do it again someday.
Oh, absolutely. I have a feeling there'll be many more books and many, many more YouTube channels and much more wisdom to share. Thank you so much, Tracy.
Absolutely.
All the best. And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy segment.
Dear Dorothy, this is Angie, and I so enjoy our conversations and am blessed to have you in my life. I have never experienced you in any way other than you being extremely happy no matter what is going on. Even when I am in an agitated state, when I see you, your calming presence shifts my attitude almost immediately. So my question is, how can I manifest this joy for myself?
Dearest Angie, I truly believe that happiness is a choice, and I consciously choose each morning upon awakening to thank the universe for another beautiful day filled with love, peace, and joy. By setting my focus on co-creating a day filled with love, peace, and joy, I find that happiness is what occurs. And please know that I'm very human and have challenges just like everyone else. However, years ago, my master teacher taught me to look for the gifts in the negative situations, and so this is what I do now, and I'm always thrilled to find the good in whatever situation I am in. Prior to learning to do this, I would just push down the negative, and this would lead to misery. This has helped me to evolve to the place where I am much more selective of the people I surround myself with, and I thank God for sending more and more like-minded beings. Choosing to be with happier people has assisted me in easily choosing greater happiness for myself. I believe that the reason you are happier and calmer when with me is that the truth of who you are is much more in alignment with love, peace, and joy than in alignment with many of the others you associate with. So I lovingly suggest that you begin being more selective of those you choose to interact with. And I believe that once you choose happier people, the sooner you will find that happiness is indeed a choice.
And if you want to choose more happiness and you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be right back here on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition with our performance guest, singer-songwriter Will Wheaton, right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes Show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, Visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show, broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
We're back. Well, talk about powerful tools for recognizing anxiety and restoring your peace. Our performance guest can help you do the latter part of that. As a matter of fact, I was listening to his music. I didn't expect to hear what I was going to hear. It was late at night. I was trying to get work done. I was in bed, like I shouldn't be working, but okay, I'll do this one last thing. And the music comes on. I'm like, oh, it totally changed the mood. And so here he is, singer, songwriter, Will Wheaton. Will, welcome to the Life Changes Show.
Thank you so much, man. I'm honored to be here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Your voice, when did you discover you had a voice?
Well, I started singing. My mom started me singing at the age of three. She would sing stuff to me and make me sing it back. And then she put me in the choir at church, and I got in the choir and I did my first solo, and the people clapped and stood up, and that I've been bit since that day. I've been chasing that high since that particular day.
At three?
No. I was, by the time I got in the choir, I was six or seven.
Wow.
But she started singing to me at the age of three, just to see if I could actually sing, because both my parents sang. So she was like, let's just see if the DNA followed through. So once she once she discovered it did, she's like, and you're gonna sing. So
well, she's not the only one, evidently, that discovered it. It's been discovered over and over and over again. You've been quite popular as a singer in your own right. And also, to back up a few people, I actually don't know if anybody would know some of the people you've backed up, actually.
they're pretty nameless, most of them.
Yeah. I'll just mention a couple. I don't know. Michael Bolton, Natalie Cole. I mean, Chaka Khan, Rod Stewart, I mean, Celine Dion, Michael Jackson. Seriously, dude. I mean, what? So you're in the background, you're making music sound better, right? And you got a voice to be up there in front, right, with them, and yet you're supporting. Which is a really interesting thing, because you do that, you do front and center, and then you do supporting. You do that in your acting, you do that in you do it in business. You wear all these hats. What's up with that? How do you feel about that?
What you learn to do is to embody the job that you're hired to do. And what, you know, the thing about background singing actually is some of the hardest singing you can do. Because in background singing, you're supposed to be a texture. Nobody's supposed to really hear you. So it turns into, okay, I've got to blend with these people, and we've got to become a unit, and we've got to support this artist so that they sound better. And it's not about us, until somebody says, hey, come over here and sing this. And so it's actually something that I really enjoy, because I've, you know, some of the singers that I've sung background with are some of the most famous ones in the world, like the Waters family. And I'm trying to think. My good friend Alex Brown, who sings and has sung on some of everything in the world, and my duetting partner, Bridget Bryant, on the song "How Do You Do." She has toured with Phil Collins for years as a background artist. So it's just kind of what we do.
Very, very interesting. Well, actually, speaking of what you do, we're going to find out how you do that thing.
Yay.
And so is there anything we need to know about this song before we play this pre-recorded song?
It was actually something that Bridget, who actually now goes by Biji Majid, she started the song and she called me and said, "Hey, listen, can you help me finish writing this?" And so she sent it to me and I said, "Sure." So I wrote it, and then we literally just went into the studio and did it. And after we released it, it went number one on the UK Soul chart. And it just kind of took on a life of its own. People, Stevie Wonder says it's one of his favorite songs.
Wow.
Which is amazing to me. I did a session with him like a couple months, about a year or so ago. And he said to me, "I love How Do You." I'm like, can you record that, please? I want you to say that to the nation.
Right.
Nobody will believe me.
I believe you. So technically, you don't know how you do that thing, because you and BG Legee got together and
yep. Yep, we just do it.
And you just do it. All right. Well, you're gonna hear them do it. Here is, so do we call her BG Legee?
BG Majid.
Oh, Majid. Okay. Yep. So here is Will Wheaton and BG Majid doing their thing in their song, "How Do You Do That Thing."
Do you?
See what I mean? See what I mean? That's Will Wheaton and BG Magee with How Do You Do That Thing? Well, one thing I know, Will, is I hope you and BG Magee do whatever you do lots more for all of us to enjoy.
Absolutely. We actually have a platform called the Indie Lounge, which we both started as independent artists to help artists get their music out. You know, as an indie artist, if you don't have radio, it's difficult to go places and perform your songs because people don't know them. And so the Indie Lounge kind of opens the door for that. And it's a whole lot of fun. And we're planning to start it back up at the top of 2023 and take it to infinity and beyond.
Well, excellent. Let us know how people can, we'll let people know how they can tune into that.
Sure. It's on Instagram, and it's just it's Indie Lounge West, or they can go to the Facebook group, which is probably the best thing to join, which is the Indie Lounge on Facebook. And if you go to my Facebook page, I will get you right in there.
All right. Well, that's Will Wheaton's Facebook page, and I'm going to spell that WILL WHEATON.
Yes,
and
sir.
WillWheatonMusic.com is where you can find more of Will and more of his music. And we're going to get to hear more of his music in just a moment. Actually, this next piece is how we got to know each other through our friend, producer of The Right Turn, Tess Cacciatore, because you are not only singing this song, or it's being used in the TV series, The Right
Yes,
Turn.
Sir.
You're also acting in it. Tell us about that.
Well, Tessa's friend, Tara, produced my video for my new single, which is a remake of the Michael Jackson classic from Thriller, Lady in My Life. And she said, you know what? We need a realtor on the show. Why don't you come on and do that? I'm like, okay, cool, no problem. So
now wait, so you could act, but you're also a realtor, right?
Yes, sir. I am a realtor who's a real estate broker and owns a brokerage. Yes, sir.
Wow. Okay. So you're acting like yourself, but you know, but it wasn't you in the show.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Exactly. And actually the video drops tomorrow. I will send you the link for it.
Well, so this is a pre-recorded, so it dropped it when is today so it dropped Saturday
exactly
the 10th of December.
Yes,
so
sir.
Very exciting. Yes, do send us links, and then we will share. That's going to be the yep. Lady in My Life. In the yes, meantime, sir. Do we need to learn? It seems like a similar theme here, the first song being How Do You Do That Thing, and then the second one is it's almost like just do my thing or do my thing or oh, wait, no, wait, that doesn't sound
it's
right.
Just more of the same.
Okay. All right. Well, without further ado, then here is Will Wheaton's pre-recorded song, Do My Thing, on The Life Changes.
Which I should tell you was co-written by Young MC.
Oh, there it is. Thank you for mentioning that. Absolutely.
One of my good friends.
You take me higher when you let me ride. I work it all night long. time. I can't deny,
gotta testify.
You keep me coming strong. Makes me wanna love you, makes me wanna do my thing. Cause you are my addiction. Make me high, make me high.
Baby, your love is like an affliction.
Ooh, makes me wanna love.
Makes me wanna love you.
Makes me wanna do my thing. Do that thing, do that thing, do my thing. Do that thing, do that thing, do my thing.
Getting high on your love, girl, feels so right. Just a touch, you can't deny. I'm gonna love ya. And I can make you sing. Baby, when I do my thing,
every time you do this thing, you know what I'm saying? You just make me crazy.
Getting high on your love, girl, feels so right. Just a touch, you can't deny. I'm gonna love ya. And I can make you sing. Baby, when I do my thing.
Of you and so much more. To give you all that a man can give is what I'm living for.
Yeah.
Makes me wanna love you, makes me wanna do my thing.
Wanna do it, do it.
In my dreams every night, you're right here by my side. Pure ecstasy laying next to me makes me feel so right, yeah.
Makes me wanna love you, makes me wanna do my thing.
Wanna do it, do it.
Cause you are my
desire. Make me high,
like a moth, I'm drawn to your fire.
Ooh, makes me wanna love,
makes me love you, makes me wanna do my thing.
Do my thing, do that thing, do my thing. Do that thing, do that thing, do my thing. The song that I sang, you make me wanna do my thing.
Makes me wanna love you, makes me wanna do my thing.
Wanna do
such a get to me high,
getting high
on your love,
girl, feels so right.
And I can't
just
deny,
can't deny, I'm gonna love you.
Come on, come
wanna
on, come
do,
on, get
do,
me
do.
High.
Getting high,
I want your love,
girl, feels so right.
And I can't
just
deny,
can't deny, I'm gonna love
ooh,
you,
make me
wanna, and I can make you
do
sing.
My thing, do my thing.
Baby, when I do my thing,
that's Will Wheaton on the Life Changes Show. If you're enjoying what you're hearing, willwheatonmusic.com. Wow, what a song. What a pleasure to get to know you and your music, Will.
Absolutely.
Wish you all the best with it.
Thank you very much. And just a note, the remake went number one on Amazon in the US and the UK today. So we are getting very excited, and the video, as I say, will drop. Well, it drops Saturday, and hopefully, folks will tune in and share it and like it. And it's the merging of my two worlds together. So it's
very exciting, very exciting. And I have to. I'm going to end with what you said. I'll let you say it. But when I ask you where's the perfect fit for your music, you said
soul singer. You know, John Legend. Luther Vandross, but please understand, I sang with Luther, so I would never, ever, ever put myself in his category, but definitely
I would.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. But if you ever heard that man just naturally stand somewhere and sing, you would understand why I say what I say. But definitely, most people have tried to make me into a jazz singer because they think that's what I am, because the voice is very similar to Will Downing's, and love that, but that's not what I do. So I am working now to really carve out my niche and take the world by storm.
And you said that the goal is to reach the people. What? How did you say that?
The goal is to reach the people that love Wil Wheaton and saturate them with as much of him as I can.
Well, there it is. Well, we got some of Wil Wheaton here on the show today. Thank you so much, Will, for bringing yourself and your music to us.
Absolutely. I thank you for inviting me, and it was a pleasure. Anytime.
Our pleasure. Thank you. And with a big thank you to Wil Wheaton and another big thank you to our interview guest, Dr. Tracy Marks. That is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our executive producer and co-host, Mark Leger, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.